Tomorrow is Good Friday, the date 2,000 years ago on which Jesus of Nazareth was sentenced to death and crucified. For more than 30 years, volunteers here in Lansing have memorialized the events of that day with a live reenactment of the Passion. Actors will gather on the steps of the state capitol to recall Jesus' sentencing by the Roman governor Pontius Pilate. From there, a long procession will travel through the streets of Lansing to mark the Christian tradition of the Stations of the Cross. The route ends at Cristo Rey Community Center on High Street. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with the lead organizer of the event and the actor who will portray Jesus.
I met Jose Gallo between classes at Lansing Eastern High School, where he's finishing up his junior year. He's a member of Cristo Rey Catholic Church, which co-sponsors the live reenactment. Jose started off a few years ago playing a Roman soldier, but he's since paid his dues, and this year will be his second turn in the role of Jesus.
What does it feel like when you portray Jesus? And give me a sense of what people will see and experience on Friday.
Well, what I feel is, you know, I do it just to thank God for everything. So while I'm actually walking in each step on each station that Jesus Christ has went through, I thank him for everything and every situation of life that he's done. And then I ask him for help, for guidance in life, period. But people, I would say, expect to see is, you know, a good performance. I've been actually training for this for quite a while now. And a lot of people told me that they feel like it's an actual act. Like, they feel like it's not just like someone just doing it to do it, but I'm actually into it.
Do people actually strike you? And are you wearing the purple cloak, the crown of thorns?
Yeah, I wear the crown of thorns and the purple cloak. And I also, I tell them to actually hit me because I want it as if I'm actually feeling the pain. But they take it easy on me, of course. So, but they do hit me to the point where I can like have that scream, that actual sense of that I'm feeling hurt.
Have you ever actually seen the movie by Mel Gibson, The Passion of the Christ?
Oh, yes. The first time I actually saw the movie was when I was 7, and I watch it every now and then. I still feel emotional about it, like I cry every time. I watch it and watch each step and how Jesus' face reactions are and his emotions are throughout the play, for I can maybe use those as an experience towards the play, for I can do a better job as an actor.
Jose, is there maybe one moment while you're doing this that really tends to be more significant perhaps personally to you than the others? Is there one high point that has real meaning for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the real meaning to me about this is, you know, God has given up his only son on the cross to die for me. And, you know, I'm grateful every day, every day that I'm grateful just to have life. So I feel like this is me paying back to him.
Jose Gallo is a student at Lansing Eastern High School, and this is his second year in a row performing as Jesus Christ in the Stations of the Cross for Good Friday. Jose, it's really been a pleasure to talk with you. Muchas gracias.
Oh, gracias. And I hope everyone comes out and watches us perform.
A short chariot ride down the street from Eastern High School is Lansing's grandest building, the Michigan State Capitol. With its neoclassic Greco-Roman colonnades, it's not hard to imagine it's the Praetorium, the sprawling palace in Jerusalem to which Jesus was brought to face Pontius Pilate. That's where I met Arnold Hennig, a gray-bearded and soft-spoken man who's organizing this year's Passion Play.
What will happen at noon on Good Friday on these steps? And I think that the steps of the Capitol was probably a pretty good place at Lansing to begin the narrative of the Passion of Jesus Christ.
It is. We begin up here with the representation of Jesus' trial before Pilate and the public. And from there, the Stations of the Cross is a series of meditations on Jesus' path from his trial before Pilate to his death on the cross and his burial.
What are some of the physical landmarks here in Lansing that represent the stations?
We start here, stop across the street. We'll stop again at the clock and then go down to the corner of Larch by the ballpark. And from there, we proceed up Larch Street to Grand River with stops at Ellis Cleaning, at the American Eagle store, and at the corner of what was Papa Gio's Pizza, which is currently vacant. Then we go around and have one more stop on our way up to the Cristo Rey Center at High Street.
Arnold, what's your favorite part, or maybe least favorite part, of organizing all of this? What's rewarding or not so much so?
My least favorite part, I am not an organizer by nature. And there are a lot of things just have to be done by a certain amount of time. And you have to get a lot of people involved. I love working with the people once they're down here and working on the thing. I put a lot of time into redoing the scripts that we use, and bringing the scriptural references together with the way we express them is a marvelous thing. But the most marvelous thing is the work of the Holy Spirit on the day we're here. Because you come in with so many doubts, you are depending on so many people that you have no control of, and it falls together. And there is always something to be learned by each person here. Somebody expresses something that gives you a reason to think again. It's a marvelous thing.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
And Friday's Stations of the Cross reenactment begins at the state capitol at noon.